The advantage of opposition is that they cannot be tested until they're in power. But what is known about the ANC is that the problem of electricity is largely political, is not technical. And many people that could solve the problem have unfortunately been tarnished by suggestions that they are corrupt. So what the DA is saying is that once it takes over, if it does, it will be able to bring people who are competent into anything that the ANC has failed on. And the DA can also say that because where it governs, it has done a better job than the ANC. When the ANC took over in 1994, the ANC was in control of the major metros and all the provinces. And once it lost one city, the city of Cape Town, it was never able to regain. And the DA was able to use the city and use its experience and its performance to say, where we govern, we do it better. So using the notion that it can do better than the ANC, its message appears credible.
So, Professor, let's take the promise to solve South Africa's unemployment problem, which is very high. The Democratic Alliance is promising 2 million new jobs if it wins the election. Is this reasonable?
Well, it is not impossible. One must understand that when you have load shedding, you are effectively destroying jobs. When you have corruption, you're also making it difficult for anyone to invest in your country. And more investment means you're going to get more companies coming to invest in your country and the creation of jobs. And what the DA says is to check our records and see where we could be accused of corruption. And at the moment, they have not been accused of corruption. And where their members have been found to be wanting, the DA has been very quick to expel them. So in other words, if you deal with the notion of getting the right people who are skilled, who are competent, you deal with corruption, you address the issue of load shedding, then there's a possibility that you may be able to create all those jobs.
Of course, in order to implement the Democratic Alliance's promises, they must win the election. And we know that the Democratic Alliance, perhaps because of its past affiliation with the old South African system, has had trouble winning national elections. So what do you see as their chances for the 2024 election?
Well, they will not win outright. The ANC will still have a majority, but it will not be a majority that gives an outright 51%. If the ANC gets less than 50%, and especially if it can go down to closer to 40, it is very possible that the Democratic Alliance and other parties can find common cause to say we need to get rid of the ANC. And that is the language that the Democratic Alliance may find other partners who may have done well and they form a government. And once they do that, the ANC will be out. And I think the appetite to join forces to remove the ANC will be far greater once the elections indicate that the ANC can be defeated.